Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Hey everyone, just me at the top of the show, just to thank everyone who came out to the Brisbane weekend of shows I've just come back from. You guys were so fun. So two sold out shows at the Powerhouse, which was fantastic. So you're going to hear the first one here, which is episode 196. Super fun episode, four first timers, which is really great. And then next week's one, four people who've done the podcast many times before, which is really cool. Hey, if you're in Canberra, I'm coming up on March 21 with the podcast during the day and my show, Josh Earl Talks, the final ever Josh Earl Talks. Oh, I'll be sad to put that show to bed because it's very good. And if you're in Canberra or you know people in Canberra, tell them to come along. So the podcast has got such an amazing lineup. I'm so happy with this podcast. For all the ticket details, go to joshearl.com.au/gigs. Takes you straight there. And then the show, Josh Earl Talks, I'm going to be recording that and then going to release it for people who, you know, might not live in places where I've done it. So like Melbourne or Perth or Canberra. That's all on sale. Also, if you're in Melbourne, tickets for the Comedy Festival are on sale. So make sure you get some tickets. If you get a ticket to Josh Earl Modern Contemporary in the first weekend, so the preview prices, so I think all tickets are $22, you get a free ticket to any one of the European Beer Cafe podcasts. So the main reason is I want to fill up that opening weekend. I really enjoy the show Modern Contemporary. I think it's probably the best thing I've done. I know I say that every year, but if I didn't say it, why would I keep doing it? So if you get a ticket and all you need to do is bring that ticket for Modern Contemporary to any of the shows at the European Beer Cafe and we'll let you in for free. Hey, that's pretty cool. Also, the tickets for the big 200th episode are on sale at the festival. So go to comedyfestival.com.au, look up Festival Club, click the right date, which is Wednesday, April 8th. It's a 10 o'clock show, so not 11 o'clock like I have been saying in the past, 10 o'clock. For all the details for all this stuff, go to joshearl.com.au/gigs. If you're a Patreon subscriber, hopefully you enjoyed the bonus content I put out. So what I've done, if you're not a Patreon subscriber and want to know what I'm talking about, if you pay $5 a month, you get this episode that you're about to listen to, you get to see it. So the amazing Sam Trotter up in Brisbane, he filmed it and edited it and super, super quick edited the video faster than I could edit the audio. So he's put this one up and the next one as well, we filmed as well. So that might go up next month as well as a bonus. And so thanks heaps for your patronage. And yeah, you get an extra bonus episode coming out this month as well and another bonus one coming out the next month. And then you'll get all the other bonuses for the rest of time. That's all I need to say. Thanks everyone who's been coming out to the shows. You guys are the absolute best. Hopefully I see you in Canberra and Melbourne. And that's all from me. Enjoy this episode 196 recorded live at the Brisbane Powerhouse as part of the Brisbane Comedy Festival.
Don't you know who I am? The podcast asks who knows whom, who knows what, because who knows why. My name is Josh Earl, and this week on the internet, I discovered I share my name with a man who describes himself on the internet as a Bitcoin superstar. I think superstar's a strong term. More like a character actor. Thank you for coming here. We're here recording this live from the Brisbane Powerhouse. I've never been in a room that's been so high that looks more like a murderer's basement. It is... Anyone here for the wedding that's next door? Has anyone snuck in? Hey, before we start, has anyone never heard the show before just here because a friend dragged them along? Woo! Yay! Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. What I do... thank you for shoving her arm up in the air, that's great. What I do, I get four very, very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them now. Our first guest, When you type her name into Google, the autocomplete will then predict this person Australia Day, this person contact details, and this person dinosaur. Can you please welcome Jordan Raskopoulos, everyone? Sit wherever you want. You're first out.
I'll sit the furthest from you.
Yeah, it's like we've been married for 20 years.
Yeah. We sleep in the same bed, but we each got our own blanket.
Thank you for doing the show.
My pleasure.
First time you've ever done the show.
Yeah.
But we've known each other for a very long time.
For, like, more than 15 years,
yeah,
I'd say.
But also, you're the first contestant I've ever had who I've been fishing with.
That's right, we went fishing.
We went fishing. Can you imagine that? Us two fishing.
That's right, and we caught something and then we stopped by a fish and chip shop. We told them to cook it for us.
Yes.
It was awesome.
Because they said to us on the boat, they said, oh, you can just take it into a cafe and they'll cook it up for you. And yeah. We're like, okay. And then we got off and went, is that real or are they just getting us off the boat?
They're just telling tourists to walk into places with fish.
Yeah, but they did.
Yeah.
And charged us $6 for the chips. Anyway, thank you for coming on the show.
My pleasure.
Our next guest is a comedian who shares his name with a Sydney train driver. Can you please welcome all the way from the UK, it's Brennan Reece, everyone. Yes! Hi, Brennan.
Hello.
How are you?
Good, thanks.
Yeah. Is this your first time to Brisbane?
I've been through it, but I've never stopped.
What do you think? Is that a good way to say it? Is that... And how are you finding it now you've stopped?
It's here.
You've got two more shows, so it's great.
Yeah, I love it. My favourite. I'm moving it.
Our next guest is the only person in the world who shares her name, but when I did try and find someone else on LinkedIn, I found a history teacher called Rachel Hodgson, who came up with the listed number one strength as patience. Can you please welcome from the band The Greats, it's Patience Hodgson, everyone! Hey, mate.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm so good, thank you so much.
Thanks for doing this.
Thanks for saving me from my house.
Yeah, Patience just told a lovely story backstage.
Yeah.
Do you want to share it with the audience?
There's a poo that's almost out of one of my children's butts at home that's been, like, that far away from being birthed for about 6 hours.
Yeah.
I don't know what to do
anymore.
It's
like the turtle from Neverending Story.
I was like, that's it. I keep being like, if I was a good mum, wouldn't I just no gloves, just...
Maybe she just knows that the coronavirus has made, like, toilet paper scarce. She's like, no, I'm going to hold this in for you, mum. No, hold it in for you. And finally is a comedian who shares his name with a country music bass player and the current 2,092nd in the world ranked golfer. Can you please welcome from Triple J, it's David Woodhead, everyone!
Hell yeah.
Can you move through?
It's all cool.
Did you know about these guys, the golfer and the country music player?
I think I knew about the country music player because on my Facebook page, I always get notifications from a David Woodhead musician. And it's always like, David Woodhead's crushing this gig. And I'm like, hell yeah, I did. And it's just some cunt with a guitar just having to strum.
Because there's another guy who you may have heard about last year. He's currently doing some time in Leeds County Jail. Do you know about this guy?
I think I do know this guy.
Yeah, okay. Found some bestiality on his laptop. But it's not you. It would have been a bad day for your Google alerts.
That was. Yeah. I got that headline like 40 times that day.
Well, I'm glad I brought it up. Hey, our first game today is called Social Me Media. What I'll do, I'll read out Twitter or tweets from you four people. If you think you know who it is, you buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. If you get it right, you get a point. If you get it wrong, the person actually wrote the tweet, they get the point. So you can't buzz in for your own ones. I'm just about to get my phone out of my pocket because I scored on that. So here we go. First question is this. Everyone in Brisbane buy, swap and sell Facebook group has been arrested. Yes,
no, Jordan.
Yes, Jordan.
I'm going to guess it's Patience.
No, it's David Woodhead. Point there for David. Off the mark. Now, we should put out... You, you,
I lived here.
Yeah, you
I lived here.
Here
for 4 years. The best city in the world. Yes.
Well, come good. On. Like...
we love lying to each other here. Beautiful.
It's good. It's a good city. But look, can I just... look, in Australia, there are only three cities, if we're being honest. Like, we know that. There's, like, Sydney is a city. Sydney's a city. You go to Sydney, this is a big city. Melbourne, that's a city. They've got the laneways and they've got coffee. Oh. And Brisbane, for
it's
6 months...
It's the best one!
For those 6 months during Expo 88. And then, like... All right, you're off the board. Okay, here we go. Question two. Stanza feels like such an Australian word. Simo, how's your poems going? Yeah, mate, just got to knock a couple of more stanzas together. Should be sweet for the slam, Savo. Ripper.
Patience.
Yes, patience.
Is that you, Jordan?
Yeah, this is correct. Yeah. That is Jordan. Yes. Patience is off the mark, yes.
He's going, oh, how's your stanza? Banjo Patterson's with his stanzas.
I'm taking it on board. I'm only writing stanzas from now on in.
Yeah.
No more lyrics.
Rip out a stanza. Yeah, no lyrics, just stanzas.
Now, this is not the first time you've been to Australia, is it, Brennan? So you've driven through here. Have you heard any Australian, like, jingoisms that you've gone, I don't know what they're talking about?
Well, it's the first time I've ever heard the word stanza, so I don't know what the fuck you're talking about.
A stanza?
It's like a verse in a poem.
Oh, right. Like a rhyming paragraph.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
say that then.
Like Shakespeare once what did.
It makes sense now you said it. But I've never heard it, like the slang. You just put O on the on everything.
A lot of it, yeah.
Yeah.
Shorten everything, put an O on the end.
And you go like, yeah, nah. Like, I just, yeah. I don't get it.
We do say yeah, nah, yeah, quite a bit. All right, next question. Nothing like getting nits to really remind you that we're just animals. Someone's dobbed in David.
It's like, look at this cunt's hair, it's Dave. Dirty bastard.
Does anyone want to buzz in?
Jordan. I'm Dave.
Oh, yeah, yes, Jordan.
I'm going to guess patience again.
You are correct, yes, yeah. It is. Point there for Jordan, it's off the mark, yeah.
You got kids, there's always nits.
Yeah. have you had nits come through the house?
I legitimately can't actually remember tweeting that.
It was in 2016,
it was
so...
In 2016. So I don't have any memories of having nits. I only have memories of having worms.
Yeah.
If I'm real. That's it. But honestly, there's worse chocolate than Combantrum.
Mm. Yeah.
It's pretty good. It's expensive.
Yeah, they are pretty good, actually. Yeah.
worms are just nature's sea monkeys.
Question four. Listen. If I invite you over and you take a shit in my house, that's just plain disrespect.
Patience. I want to say it's you. Patience.
You're going to say Brennan? No, it's David. Another point for David.
You know what? When I wrote that tweet, I thought, this is really funny.
Yeah.
And then didn't get much traction. And then hearing it live and everyone going, what? I feel the lowest I can be right now.
When I heard that, I thought that's like one of the longest stanzas I've ever heard.
Question five. People who shake bouncers' hands and give police cars a sideways thumbs up are absolute wrong-uns.
Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Brennan.
Yes, Brennan, yeah. Another point there for David.
That, though, what you... You're right, mate. It's just a bit like they're people, the same people that buy Cell Swap. You're right, mate. Fuck off, get in jail. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Didn't pass go.
No.
If you respect authority, you should just leave this earth, I reckon. All right, we like cops here, do we? I thought I was in Brisbane. What the fuck?
I don't think I've ever seen someone shake a bouncer's hand, though.
Oh, well, over here, your bouncers are so big. They're like, they're huge, but in England, they're just sort of like men that give it a go. They've just got a badge. It's like your friend's dad, and he's like, just likes pushing young boys through doors.
Question six. I always fantasize about a jail that forces hugs on crims, and the more they struggle, the longer the hug. After the hug, they all get ice cream.
Jordan.
Yes, Jordan.
I'm going to say it's David again because he's obsessed with Law and Order.
No, it was patience. Put that for patience.
That is, like, it's a true wish of mine. That the baddies come in and then there's, like, tons of Daves. Like, so many Daves who are like, you're just going to have to surrender. Here it is. And then everyone hugs them until they hug their niceness into them. That's
My Little Pony shit.
And then they get some... And sometimes they have to eat ice cream sitting on Dave's lap. That
sounds like a nice prison. I like that.
Prison doesn't work, guys. We have to do something better.
Prison doesn't work. This was quite a long thread. There was more to it. So here we go. So this is what else was... So the hugs in this tweet, before she'd met David, they come from three cuddly and chill New Zealand bros.
Yes.
They're like, we got you, cuz. That's fine. And in hug jail, inmates have to train for marathons and they have to run heaps, so much so it turns into meditations.
That's really insightful and I fully stand by all that.
I mean, I reckon if you go into certain bits of prisons, there's hugs and ice cream going on.
Yeah. I mean, isn't this the plot of season 3 of Orange is the New Black?
Yeah. Right, okay. No, yeah, because I see they do it on the dog shows. They stick dogs on treadmills and they make the dog, like, run. And then so many behavioural problems are just solved when you put a dog on a treadmill.
Like, are you calling prisoners dogs? This
just the behavioural problem bit.
All right, question...
It's got a lot more political than I thought it was.
Well, let's stop that for the question 7. I just can't stop pissing.
I'm Brennan.
Yes, Brennan.
I'm going to guess it's patience. And this might sound awful, but is it because you've had kids? That you just...
No, it was Jordan. Yeah.
There was also a clap emoji between each one.
Yeah, there was, yeah. But I was holding the mic and the card, so I couldn't do it, yeah.
I had a lot of water.
Good to stay hydrated, Jordan.
You get a day's worth of water all at, like, 6:30 p.m.
Oh.
Shouldn't.
I was doing a thing where it's like, you got to drink 2 litres of water a day. I was doing this. I was in your boat.
My pelvic floor really is just fucked, though. You're correct.
Is that why there's a hole in the stool? Is that just...
I should do that at home, perhaps. Yeah.
Next.
For those listening on the podcast, we're sitting on stools.
And they've got holes in them.
And we're all pissing.
And I just can't stop!
Question 8. I'm having one of those days where my trumps don't quite smell like my own. My
patience.
Trumps. Yes, patience.
I reckon that's Dave.
No, that was Brennan Reese. A point there for Brennan. Everyone's off the board.
Yeah, you've got it when the word trumps is for a fart and, you know, not a terrible president.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm coming off as the real, like, the grossest person on stage. Well, that sounds gross, Dave. You tweeted that shit.
I'm so sorry because I'm also tripping out at your voice. I listen to you every day. And I didn't realise it. I'm like, ugh.
Oh.
The voice is in real life.
I know. Everyone on the podcast is going, yeah, sure. So thank you.
Trust me, it's weird.
No, that's nice. Thank you. Hey, Josh, let's go on the next question.
Okay. Next question. Here we go. I want all the sugars, salt and oil in my peanut butter, please. That's all it was.
Dave.
Yes, Dave.
I reckon that's for Jordan.
No, that was patience.
Oh, that now that makes sense, because it's so sweet. I hate that natural peanut butters. I hate that natural peanut butter shit.
I want that natural stuff.
Yo, get me that processed shit.
I want all of this. But actually, my
desire... This is just two friends bonding now.
Yeah.
My desire is that we do get one of those, like, lefty peanut butters, but they make it like a mainstream one.
Yeah, I feel
so
that.
So I can do it all.
You could just soak the label off it and just put it on your craft line. I go, aren't I being great? Yeah. Crunchy or smooth?
No.
I used to love crunchy, but I actually feel like the smooth peanut butter is sweeter, so now I'm all smooth.
Oh, actually, sorry, I was talking about your kid's shit. So, no. No. It's a real toilety heavy show. It's not normal. Anyway, here we go. It's not normally like that. It's classy. Here we go. Next question. Last question for the round. How's Mr. Methane doing these days? I kind of want to know, after years of practicing his craft, if he is now more or less likely to shit himself than the average person.
I don't know. You can't say Dave.
Yeah, yeah, I'm going to say Dave.
Yes, Dave.
I'm going to go back to Jordan.
You are correct. Yeah, it's winner for Dave. Yes, it was Jordan.
Mr.
Yeah.
Methane actually responded to that tweet as well and said that he is more continent than he would be had he not practiced farting every day.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah, so there you go. He's a genius. A savant.
When you said that Mr. Methane responded, I heard someone cry go, what?
He reads everything?
Do you know, and they were going to have the European farting championship in the UK recently, and it was cancelled because of Brexit. And he was furious. He was just going off.
I thought he was Australian.
Mr. Methane? No, he lives in the UK.
Oh, yeah. See, in 2008...
Well, we don't know his true identity.
No, of course.
I think we do now.
In 2008, I was in Edinburgh, and I was walking with a friend of mine who's an English comedian, and they were kind of giving me shit about Australian comedians, saying, oh, they're not as good, they're very coarse and kind of whatever. And I'm like, no, we're not. And then we walked around the corner, and Mr. Methane was on a pole farting and had like 400 people gathered around him. And I thought he was Australian. I thought, oh, yeah, you've won this one.
Yeah. No.
I'm going to go back. And
he was, Josie
Long. Anyway, at the end of the round, the scores are Brennan Reese on 1 point. Give it up for Brennan. Jordan Raskopoulos on 2 points. Patience Hodgson on 3 points. But in the lead on 4 points is David Woodhead.
All right.
This round is called We Are Family. Now, we all have family. Sometimes that's good. Sometimes that's not so good. And this round, we're going to talk about one person's family in particular, and today we're meeting Brennan's nan, who, Brennan says, during primary school, was his best friend.
Oh, you loser.
Now, when Brennan's nan / best friend found out Brennan had been bullied by another child, what did she do? Was it A, she purposely undercooked some fried chicken, told Brennan, do not eat this piece, and food poisoned the bully when he stole Brennan's lunch? Was it B, she found out who the bully was, who spat on Reese, and she went in and hit the boy? That was a very fucking good catch. Did you see that?
I thought you were doing it, you know, like when like primary school teachers do the story and then they go, and do sound. I thought that's what that was. I was like, oh, I was really invested.
I normally have it in a case, but I took it out because I'll learn my lesson. For those listening at home, I just showed my boy who can fly type reflexes by catching a falling object. Only like people 38 and older will get that, but that's fine. That's what I'm doing. Okay, so went in and hit the boy. Or was it C, she walked past the bully with her umbrella and lowered it so it hit the kid in the eye. And while she was only planning on scratching the boy, it in fact scratched his eyeball and had to wear an eye patch for 3 weeks afterwards.
What, is she the fucking penguin?
Now, one of these stories is true, okay? You have to ask him to try and figure out which one is the true one, but bear in mind, he doesn't want you to get it right because he will then get your point. You don't have to answer together. You can answer A, B, C. Whatever you want to answer, you answer that. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
Does your nan have a criminal record?
No, but she has sold stuff on Facebook, so probably should have one. No, she doesn't, because she's dead. It will happen to all of us.
The bully got his revenge.
How does your nan's fried chicken taste?
I mean, that sounds like a Pornhub search, doesn't it? To be honest, I don't know because I've never had it because obviously she was saying give it the bullies. Like, we, to be honest, that one, we'll get rid of that one because it's England and we don't really eat fried chicken. We, like, me, I'm not like, I'm just, we eat like beige food, but beiger than fried chicken.
Fried chicken is beige. That's the colour of it. Like, it's...
I'd say it's more like tan.
Yellow. Okay.
Golden brown.
Yeah, like American tan tights. Like, do you know those like old women tights? Mm-hmm. Yeah?
Like Spanx?
Sort of like Spanx, but they don't keep everything in.
Okay.
If anything, they show everything out.
I know, there is two different colours. There's beige, there's sand, there's tan. You're right, you want tan. Mm. I want to know, can you describe your grandmother's umbrella?
Yeah, so it's like it's like a walnut handle, which is another colour, which is a bit darker than beige. And you know, we're from Manchester. It's the rainiest place in the world, and it's just a general sort of polka dot dark blue umbrella with a child's eyeball on the end.
Any questions from...
What was the metal one? Was it him? Just the grandma just slapping shit out of the kid?
Yeah, went in and punched the kid.
Punched?
Hit the boy.
Hit the boy. What'd you do, Nan? I hit the boy.
Just glassed him.
Manchester!
How old was your grandmother at the age of this incident?
So I would have been, what, about 10? She died. She would have been about what, 60?
Okay.
Maybe 7? I don't know. You get to an age and people just stop counting, don't they?
They
go,
60 means you've got a good aim with an umbrella.
Yeah. But she had a bad aim because she got, like, she just tried to give him a nice.
That was what she told the cops.
Yeah. Do people think they know what they're going to lock in already?
I think I might know.
Okay, we'll go with Jordan. What do you think? A, B, or C?
I didn't say I was ready. Why don't
they... Okay, we'll start with David. Do you want to ask any more questions then?
No. Okay. I just want to hear everyone else's answers.
All right.
Fuck, I was kind of hoping I was going to do something.
David, what do you think?
Oh, shit. I'm going to go to umbrella.
Umbrella.
I just want it to be true.
You think C, umbrella? Yes, patience.
I really want C to be true, but I reckon it's the...
It's went in a punch.
Old hit.
B. Yep. B for patience. Jordan. Yep.
I think you've done a shifty. I think it's the chicken.
Ah. Oh, yeah.
Clever.
Well.
By the way, do you know when you're asking about Australian work, shifty in England is a wank.
That's what I meant.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know anyone in Brisbane. It's been a long week, so...
Well, the correct answer was B, so a point there for patience and 2 points for Brennan. Yeah.
She fucking got him as well. Like, yeah. It was so brilliant. Like, do you know when at like school when fights kick off and people gather around like, fight. That happened.
Shit.
I was like, no. But inside I was like, yeah. It was so good.
How old was the kid? So you were 10.
So he was just 10.
He was 10 as well?
Yeah.
And your nan at 60 just going...
She just punched it. I think she actually jumped a little bit just to really get pushed off the cage. Like she was...
Did the kid tell anyone about this or...?
Well, there was lots of people seeing it.
What happened to your nan then? What?
Well, so she's died now. So...
Is that how?
Yeah. That's how we do it in the UK.
I felt like it was a real best friend move to go in and punch the bully.
Yeah, what a wingman.
That's what sold it to me.
Yeah.
Is this why she was your best friend? Because she stuck up with
you? No, look at me. She, I was like into like magic and that is the end of that sentence.
Did she play magic, Magic the Gathering? Is that what she's talking about, the card
game? Yeah, what kind of deck does she have? Like a Swamps Mountains deck? Or?
Again, this sounds like really sexual.
Don't tell me she played white.
Was your nan like your assistant? Is that how it was?
She used to come out in like a sparkly top. And like,
it's all about misdirection. That would work, yeah.
I just imagine your parents watching your grandma coming out in a uniform just going... We're not going to let Brenna come over anymore, Nan.
All right, at the end of that round, the scores are Jordan still on 2 points, Brennan on 3 points, Patience on 4 points, and David still on 4 points. Yes! All right. This round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. You familiar?
Yeah.
Now, in this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you'll say yeah. If it's a lie, you'll say nah. You can ask them as many questions as you want, because they want you to get it incorrect, because if you get it incorrect, they get your point. So here we go. To Brennan. Now, Jordan's favourite teacher was a Canadian man called Mr. Weremie. Mr. Weremie would often refer to himself in the third person. One summer holiday, Mr. Weremie broke both his ankles while doing the twist. Yeah or no?
When did you go to school? Like the 1960s? Was he just...
Well, I mean, it's Australia, so, you know, we're a bit far behind. I finished school in 99.
Okay.
So this is during the 90s, when Mr. Weremie broke both his ankles doing the twist.
Both as well? Like, because... How did he break them? Because the twist, you sort of go on your toes. You've got to really twist to... Well, like, you've got to go 180. To...
I mean, I think he probably did the dance poorly. and that's how he caused a mischief.
And did he tell everyone when he was, like, in... Like when he hurt himself, was he like, Mr. Weremie broken his ankles?
Yeah, he came to school in a wheelchair, and he's like, oh, Weremie, you've gone and broken your ankles doing the twist again.
Did he ever try it in the wheelchair? Did he just give it, one of the...
No, he was in the wheelchair. he had, like, casts on his feet.
So this wasn't the first time?
Sorry?
This wasn't the first time he'd broke his...
No, he broke both ankles at the same time.
Yeah, but he said, you've done it again.
Well, yeah, he was a weirdo.
Okay.
And did anyone sign the cast? Did you have to, like, did you get the whole class to...
No, we didn't sign the class.
See,
did
I don't...
he ask?
No, he was embarrassed.
And... You didn't go to... Did you go to school in Canada or here?
No, in Sydney.
So he came over.
He's from Canada.
He's from Canada. And what did he teach?
He taught mathematics.
Fuck, so he couldn't even figure out the angles to do the twist.
No. No.
Can I guess?
Yeah, you can guess.
Good. I call... Finally, someone who's like... Clicking into my new catchphrase. I call... All right, I've lost the fan. nah.
You are incorrect. It was a true story.
True story.
Yeah.
You know the best thing about Mr. Weremie? His first name was Jeremy. And he had this enormous... He was like a Papa Smurf beard and like an afro, like a kind of grey Jewish afro and his Papa Smurf beard. And he in the summer holidays, he went and did the twist too hard and came back to school in a wheelchair with two broken ankles.
So great.
He was a legend. And then when people didn't learn well in his class, he blamed himself. Oh, Weremie, the kids aren't learning your maths. Come on, everybody. Mathematics is the study of patterns. That was his catchphrase.
I say that parenting too. Like, I blame myself. Yeah. I really feel for Jeremy.
Yeah.
And now, to Jordan. Now, growing up, Patience had a lot of pet guinea pigs, about 47 in total. They never lasted long, but her mum felt so bad when they died that she would buy Patience another one to replace it. After about 5 guinea pigs, Patience didn't really care anymore when they died, but felt too bad to tell her mum because her mum seemed really upset. After the 47th guinea pig, Patience kept the death a secret from her mum for a month because she wanted her to buy her another guinea pig. Yeah or nah?
Wow. So did you only have one guinea pig at a time?
No, there were several at a time.
Good, because they're social creatures and they shouldn't be on their own.
Yeah. There were several at a time.
Did you get lazy with naming them?
Yes.
So at what point, at which guinea pig did you just start calling them guinea pig five?
Like really quick.
Let's go through their names then.
No, like, I can't... I think it was, like, I named, like, three.
Okay.
And then that was it.
Three names then.
I can't even remember. It was, like, there was, like, Whitey, and then there was, like, Spiky.
Whitey.
And then... Well, it was White. I was a kid. White. Whitey. Okay. Spiky hair. Spiky.
Okay. Like gremlins.
Yep. And then
Jeremy. Do you remember him?
I don't know what I called this other one. It was like patchy. I had a patch on its back, and then from then on in.
And
nothing.
How did your family dispose of? Like, did you start off having funerals, and then did you have like a mass grave?
So, I'm pretty sure that they were buried by my mum.
Okay.
Because I didn't go to any funerals. I didn't go to a guinea pig funeral. So.
Okay. You never went to a guinea pig funeral?
No.
How old were you at this time?
So, this is hard. So I reckon I was probably... I'm trying to remember, was my little sister born? So maybe she was born when I was 8, so maybe I was like 9, 10.
Yeah, I'm going to say bullshit.
You're going to say nah?
I'm going to say nah.
You are correct. That was not a true story. Put that for Jordan, yes.
Yeah, you would remember the funerals.
But...
That's the most fun part about having a pet. You get to write a eulogy. You get the kid down the road with the bagpipes.
But I did have 47 guinea pigs, and I did never go to a guinea pig funeral. It's just that we had them all at the one time.
Oh, wow, so, like an orgy.
Yeah, so it was like university. So this guy that lived next door to us, he was like, he was a student at the University of Queensland. And then he noticed that we had two guinea pigs, and he was like, hey, my university is about to kill 7 guinea pigs. You know, how do you feel about that, Sylvia? And Sylvia was like, that's terrible. I will take them all. Give them all to me. And he's like, yeah, they're all females. It's not going to be a problem. She's like, got it. Love it. Bring them in. So then we got all these female guinea pigs in. But this is where I want to lie. This is truly where I want to lie and say, one of the guinea pigs, surprise, was a boy. No. My mum saw a handsome male guinea pig.
So glad you said guinea pig.
He was just too cute to not buy with his spiky, cool hairdo. That's spiky. So she gets a boy guinea pig, brings him into the mix with 9 female guinea pigs. It was like 3 weeks later, bing, bang, bong, we've got just a mountain of guinea pigs, like baby guinea pigs everywhere. More guinea pigs than you can even move the hutch and not fucking kill.
Wow, and that's quite a shallow gene pool as well.
I mean, no, yeah, you're right.
See, that should be The Bachelorette. I'd watch... Here's some guinea pigs. Let's see which one it chooses.
All of them. All of them.
All right, so Jordan got a point there. So, to patience...
Spike would have been having a great time, yeah, though. Well, like a little devil.
Now, to patience. Now, David moved to Brisbane from the NT to attend high school. When he arrived on the school campus, the PE teacher saw that he was a lot bigger than the other kids and pleaded for him to join the rugby team. David had no interest in playing rugby, and for the entirety of high school, the PE teacher would see him, shake his head and just say, you're killing me, Woodhead. You're killing me. Yeah or no?
I've already made up my mind. But can you tell me what the teacher looked like?
Yeah, he was a tall dude and he had really big shoulders. His name was Mr. T. He was of Indian descent.
Mr. T?
No shit, Mr. T.
Did he have
T.
a mohawk? Yeah.
He was Indian, though. It was pretty... I don't know why that was like a fun fact. I said... He was Indian.
Well, they like go. To drink tea. And the great thing about the live show, I'll edit out the pause and I'll just have... clapping, like it's gonna be great.
Okay, great. What did you do in that period instead of doing football?
I was starting comedy. I started the class clown comedy competition, pursued my love of acting and performing, and also filmmaking.
I'm saying, I'm just gonna come out. I'm just, it's a yeah.
You are incorrect. It was a no. Point there for David.
If you were really a fan, you'd know that I grew up in Darwin. The best city in the world. Everyone's like, nah, mate, we let you have the first one. Darwin's a shithole. But, yeah, that was kind of a tricky question.
Yeah.
That was a naughty bit of a question for patients because, I mean, that did happen kind of in
Darwin. How much of it happened? I just made it up. I looked at you and went, you don't play sport, but I reckon if I was a PE teacher, I'd go, I want him to
play. Yeah, and that's exactly what happened, but it was... I was going to message you, so, you know, because Josh messaged me going, this is the lie I'm going to tell, and I was like, oh... I don't know if I want to trick someone, because so, that's kind of what happened. I actually...
I mean, you could have just kept the lie up and instead of admitting it and making everyone feel bad.
I don't feel bad. I feel great.
Hang on, so are you saying she saying yes was true?
But it's I didn't do school in Brisbane. I mean, that's kind
of
a lie.
Is that the only thing that's a lie?
So
the
PE
teacher was saying...
Yeah, I think, yeah. I mean, I should have said something.
Did he actually say, you're killing me, Woodhead?
He did say he's killing... pretty much, well, it's like every adult... It's not even just PE teachers.
Every adult, including Josh.
It still happens. Like, I remember this one time I was having a dinner with my family at the Darwin Wharf, the best wharf in the world. And no shit, this really big dude, he comes up and he slams his hand on my shoulder. I'm like 9 years old. My family's all there. Slams his hand on my shoulders and goes, the slugger! And he looks at me and he goes, oh, you're a different kid. I'm the coach of the footy team and oh, you thought you were my mate, the slugger, but you should come join. And he tried to recruit me for the Tiwi Football Club and never did it because I was pursuing the arts, which explains the shirt.
I think what we really want to know was how Indian was he?
Yeah, was he like Earl Grey?
All right.
I was going to answer it, but...
I saved you. Okay, so to David. Now, every time Brennan travels, his mum always gets very anxious about it, so they make sure they communicate while he's away. The first time Brennan came out to Australia, she FaceTimed him, although Brennan thought it was just a call and his mum saw him naked. Yeah or nah?
What time did she call you? Like, what time was it here in Australia?
So, it was late at night.
Yeah.
I went to Perth over there. And I'd been a long flight, so I FaceTimed my mum. I thought I'd rung her. And then, so it would have been daytime there. Yeah. Morning. Nighttime here.
So you had just like pretty much got off the plane to the hotel?
Yeah, and then she thought, get these fucking clothes off me.
Yeah.
That's just what we do.
Fucking rip them off.
Yeah.
It's pretty sus to have no clothes on calling your mum anyway. I don't know.
Don't knock it till you tried it.
Make her light a candle. I don't
Hello, Mum. Brennan's here.
Okay. What was your mum's reaction?
She's like, yeah.
She must. All right. She got out the umbrella.
Yeah. Because it's weird for a mum. Like, because if you saw that your son, like. Like, you just want to be supportive, wouldn't you? Like, good work on the dick. I think that's what she said. Good work. The connection was weird, but good work on the dick. And then,
did she, like, talk about how it looked like your dad's dick?
No, it skips a generation, so she said my granddad's dick.
Or a womble.
Okay, so she sees your dick. That's the main part of the story we're trying to look for. So your mum, in this version of the story, your mum has seen your dick.
Yeah, why not?
All right. Well, that's what you're alluding to, so I'm just going with the facts that you're saying. So if you see your phone... So she called you.
No, I called her.
You called her.
Or maybe she... Someone called.
What I'm wondering, so you're naked first and foremost. But who's ever made a call and then done that? Like...
The pizza always arrives on time. Try it yourself.
I'm going to have to say false.
You're going to say nah? You are incorrect. It's a true story. A point there for Brennan.
What the fuck?
Why is everyone judging? It was so much fun about 5 minutes ago, and then everyone went, oh, you're disgusting.
Wait, so how...
You were just like, you put it down to relax, right? You didn't want to wear clothes, you didn't want to hold your phone. I imagine you, like, propped it up.
No, you, yeah.
To just, on speakerphone, just a blah, blah, blah.
So we were put up in Perth, and it was like, it was one of those, it was like a big old room, but it had mirrors all over the place. And it was just FaceTime. And the conversation went on for a good 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, so you
and
kept...
then she said, because I'd run a bath. Because I like them. And I thought, I'll run a bath and then let her know I was there. And then she goes at the end of the conversation, by the way, she thought it was a laugh. And I was like, okay, emotionally scarred.
At least you don't hold the phone between your legs when you're on speaker.
No. That's only for special people.
So you ran a bath before you called your mum?
Yeah, but like I just... Like, it's a long flight.
Yeah, you know, I know, mate. I know.
I mean, I feel like let everyone down. I'm never coming back to this place again.
We're going to talk to her in the bath?
No, just like running the bath.
Yeah,
like walking around.
Stain the room up, get it looking a bit better.
All right, yeah. Yeah, I still, I don't know. Okay, cool.
All right, at the end of the round, the scores are Jordan on 4 points. Go for Jordan. Brennan on 4 points. Patience on 4 points. But in the lead on 5 points is David. This is our final round. This round is called Who 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 Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions about you four. If you hit, you know who it is, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right, a point off if you get it wrong. Only round you can lose points. But don't let that stop you from buzzing in. Question one. Whose most streamed musical artist in 2018 was the Bloodhound Gang?
Jordan.
Yes, Jordan.
Dave.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, but,
Fuck.
Yeah. Mine was Will Smith. It's because my kid kept listening to the Aladdin soundtrack.
Ah.
Oh.
That's fine.
Why the Bloodhound Gang? You're just a big fan?
Well, you know what the problem is? Because I had... Well, the problem is that they were my most streamed artists of 2018. But deeper the problem is, like, you know, I always knew the Bad Touch, but then I... It's actually kind of a sweet story to this. Do you want to hear a sweet story of how? So you know, I was going through a bit of a rough time in 2018. I didn't want to listen to anything too heavy. So So I actually listened to a lot of like songs that just didn't matter.
Yep.
Like so, Bloodhound Gang and also Nickelback was in there as well. So just kind of very easy music that didn't stress me out. So laugh it up. Oh, it's funny now, is it? All right.
And this is how your bosses at Triple J found out?
Yeah, they were like, fuck, Dave, you... Amazing, amazing music taste. Kingsmill offered me the job. I said, mate, you keep it.
Next question. Who here had a feud with their neighbour where the neighbour got up in the middle of the night and took this person's bins off the street for collection?
Brennan.
Yes, Brennan.
Is it Patience?
You are correct. Yes, a point there for Brennan.
Why did you end up in a feud?
I'm having a little bit of trouble. I have a really bad memory.
I know, you forgot to wipe your kid's ass.
This is coming back to me with the man across the street. So it all started, like, I was in a car park up the street and I was, like, waiting for him. There's this van's in the middle of nowhere. So I'm waiting, being super polite, just minding my time. And then I think, okay, this dude actually wants me to pass him. I'm fucking up this guy's day. I'm going to pass him. So as I went to pass him, he started driving. And then we all had our windows wound down because it was years ago and no one was using air conditioning. I don't know why. But then he was like, stupid fucking woman. And then I lost it.
Fair point, though.
Yeah, I was like, fuck you.
I thought Brenda was saying
fair point for me losing it.
Yeah, I thought so. Oh, wow.
Yeah, fair point.
You monster.
Lose it. And then we like both drove out and then we were like driving down the street and I was like, oh, I can't believe I'm still behind this guy. Ah. And then he like peeled off into his driveway and I was like, oh, because my driveway is, I like live directly across from him. Wow. So anyways, yeah, he's got four kids. So that's a big... That's a big revenge story if your bin doesn't get taken out.
Yeah.
Like, I could probably go to jail. Next. Jail?
Next question.
Actually, I think you're a psycho now because you're like, we should make jails nicer and you commit all these crimes. This guy and his four kids just disappear one day.
Hugs for punishment, ice cream.
Question three. Who here got robbed one night in Melbourne for their donuts?
Jordan.
Yes, Jordan.
You.
No, I'm not involved. I'm not involved.
Patience. It's Brendan.
No, right? it was David here. So point off patience there.
So as you can tell from my body, it was a horrible night.
Is this another sad story?
No. This is what kicked off the depression.
Hey, can we play some Bloodhound Gang and we'll get him?
Me, baby.
What happened was, so me and my mate, Sam Bowden, another comic, we were doing the Melbourne Fringe and we got wasted this one night and we went down to buy some ciggies. And there was a homeless dude in front of the 7-Eleven. He was holding a sign, and the sign was in German. And my friend Sam, who's not German at all, points to the sign and goes, "You speak German?" And the guy goes, like, "Da." Danke. I think, which is yes in German.
Ja.
Yeah. Well, I say da.
That's Russian.
Maybe it's just like, da, yeah, that's a sign. So my friend Sam, never heard him speak German before. He starts saying this sentence in German to the guy. He's wasted. I'm looking at him like, whoa. And then the German guy's looking really fucked off. Like, really fucked. And we had bought our donuts before. So this was after. Yeah. And he's just looking really angry. And the German guy stands up and he goes, oh, shit. And he goes, "What'd you say to me?" Starts speaking English. He goes, "What'd you say to me?" Sam just keeps repeating the sentence because he's so messed up. And dude goes, "Give me everything you fucking got right now." And that's when I sobered up a bit. I was like, "Whoa, whoa, whoa, hold on." I ripped Sam's donut out of his hand. I was like, "Donuts, take." And then I grabbed Sam and I just bolted back to the hotel room. And then the next morning, we wake up and I'm like, "Dude, do you speak German?" And he goes, "No." And he goes, "You said this sentence in German to this homeless guy. You fucking robbed us." And he goes, "I don't remember this at all." I'm like, "Do you know any German?" He goes, "I know one sentence in German." I said, "Sam, what is this sentence?" And he goes, "Swallow my cum."
My favourite thing...
Nein, danke.
The best thing about that is he went, "Swallow my cum," and then he went, "Give me everything you've got."
Very good. All right, moving on. Who here got stuck on their family roof dressed as a superhero?
Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Brennan.
No, it was Jordan, a point off Dave. Yeah.
Yeah, it was Batman. Went up there with my brother. My brother was Robin, and Dad had to come get us down. He was Commissioner Gordon.
All right, next question. Who here used to work in a fancy dress shop? Who used to work in a fancy dress shop?
Dave.
Yes, Dave.
Patience.
No, it was Brennan. Fuck. Yeah, point off Dave.
If I keep doing this, I'm going to get right soon.
Was it a busy shop?
Yeah, it was good. It was like, the shop was too small for the amount of stock it had. And I was about 18, so you'd go in on a hangover and you could move the stuff and go to sleep. And then I got fired. So.
All right, next question. Who here would drive their tour manager crazy because they would start their show late every night because they would be doing a nervous poo?
Jordan.
Yes, Jordan.
Brennan.
No, it was patience. Oh. Point off Jordan, yes.
I just thought constipation ran in your family.
I have like a horror. I like remember making the Go Team. Do you remember the Go Team?
Yeah.
So we got to tour with the Go Team. And I have this memory of me making, they were like, there was only one toilet and we were backstage somewhere. And that I I don't know what happened. I ended up having two nervous poos. It was like I had a pre one before stage and then one afterwards, and I got in so much trouble and I feel so bad. Because now, as a total professional, I never have nervous poos.
Surely they would know when you've got to go. Like,
no, they don't. Like, that's an amateur move, right? Amateurs need to poo, not us.
I've seen some professionals do poos and they are amazing.
I once saw the Dillinger Escape Plan where the guy did a shit on a bag on stage. That was good. That was a good gig. Moving on. I'm so sorry if this is your first time. I'm just looking at the questions. who once pissed their pants at preschool thinking that would be an excuse to go home early?
Brennan.
Yes, Brennan.
Is it David?
No, that's Jordan. A point off, Brennan.
It worked.
You know what's fucked
got
up,
picked
though?
Up.
I actually did that as well.
You did it as well?
Yeah, I just didn't disclose that information.
Did your school have emergency pants for that?
No. Actually, no. What I did was I didn't... No, you know, what I did, it wasn't actually that. I had a beef with my year one teacher because she made... This is true. She made fun of my handwriting.
Oh.
Year one.
Yeah.
Instead of teaching me, she made fun of me for it. So I told my dad that she wouldn't let me use the toilet, and then pissed.
See, I'm
a psycho kid. I should have said that on public record.
I wanted to go home, so I stood up, I looked the teacher in the eye, and I pissed myself. I said, "I'd like to go home, please. Call my mother."
Did it work?
Yes.
See, my school had the emergency pants.
Yeah, the office undies.
Yeah, but they were like these mustard-coloured pants. Our uniform was blue. Like, any kid wearing those pants, everyone knew, well, this kid just pissed themselves. I never had to wear it. Yeah. But like,
they weren't originally mustard-coloured.
next question. Whose earliest memory is falling onto a castle and bleeding from their ass?
What?
Jordan.
Yes, Jordan.
Patience?
No, you told me that was yours. Oh, no, it was David's. Okay. It was David's. Sorry.
Yeah.
I was going to say, Jordan, you forgot that? No, it was David, yes.
I forget that.
Shit. Yeah. I still got the scars, actually.
That's
Let's
just
not
amazing.
Say it.
Okay.
Yeah, you want to know how I got these scars? I was on a cat.
And our final question for the game. Who here fell out of their parents' window at 2 years old? Yes. Who fell out of their parents' window?
This is it. Like, if we don't, like, guess this right, one of us, there's no winners.
Brennan.
You're going to say Jordan says Brennan? You are correct. It was Brennan. Yes. A point there for Jordan.
It wasn't a castle, though, so it less good, isn't it? It was a toy castle, by the way. I fell onto...
On a turret.
I thought that would have been just implied. I didn't think people actually thought you fell onto, like, a massive thing. Yeah. St. Paul's Cathedral or something like that.
We are visiting Edinburgh, 1993.
I was in for Big Castle.
No. I thought Jumping Castle.
No. It was just this little toy castle, and it had a really big spike.
Like Castle Grayskull. Yeah.
and I just fell right, and just I think.
No.
I just remember me falling, and then me immediately popping myself back up. Just like, and I think that jump started my life memory. Just like, God is dead.
Do you know on an iPhone when you have to restore factory settings?
At the end of the game, the scores are Patience on 3 points. Go for Patience. Jordan Raskopoulos on 3 points as well. Brennan Reese on 4 points, and also on 4 points is David Woodhead. But we have a tiebreaker question, okay? Here we go, tiebreaker question. Whoever guesses this one first gets the point. So, out of Jordan and Patience, who told me their special skill was fitting their fist into their mouth?
Dave.
Yes, Dave.
It was me. No.
It's Jordan.
We have a winner in David Woodhead!
If you're listening on the podcast, I just put my fist in my mouth.
Thank you very much for playing. Don't You Know Who I Am? Hey, three of you people have have shows in this festival. So David,
oh, we all have podcasts.
Everyone's got a fucking podcast.
2020, no.
David, you've got two more shows left.
I do. I have my show, David Woodhead, Take Care, tonight at 7 p.m. and tomorrow at 6 p.m.
Sweet. Brennan.
Yeah, I'm doing this room at 6:45 and 5:45 tomorrow.
Jordan?
And I have my show, Renaissance Hydra, at 9:45 tonight, 8:45 tomorrow, and I spend the entire thing dressed as Shrek.
And Patience, you have music people can listen to?
Yeah, I'm in a band called The Greats.
Yeah. Woo! And when was the last time you put new music out? It was like 2 years ago?
It was like a little while ago. Well, we put out music 2 years ago, but that's like, it was pretty low-key. The one before it worked better.
Can you give it all four contestants? Thank you very much for coming out.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. It's not optional. You have to do it. We used to go easy on it, but now you have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.